Very soon, we will have the inductions for the College Baseball Hall of Fame, and one of those who is going to be going in has a great story. Rice University baseball coach Wayne Graham, who has seen the game from every angle, coached it, played it, played with some very well-known people in the game as well, and longtime coach at Rice University. Coach, congratulations. I know it was a wonderful honor when you learned about it. How is it sitting with you now that you've been able to get used to it a little bit? I know this. It certainly covers a body of work because you've achieved so much over so many years. This isn't just a flash in the pan type of honor. You've done it. You've done it consistently, and it's a great story.
Well, I obviously was surprised by it and gratified by it, but I think part of it is that I was able to stay in the game long enough to accumulate a body of work, and I'm awfully happy about that, too.
You played Major League Baseball with the Mets organization, and you played for a man who is an absolute legend as a baseball manager in Casey Stengel. Can you reflect on him, his philosophy of the game, and how that impacted you?
Well, Casey knew more about baseball than anybody had ever lived, in my opinion. And just sitting on the bench, which I did most of the time, I didn't play much, and listening to him was an education in itself because he basically did a running commentary on every game. He handled the media as well as anybody had ever lived by joking, having a sense of humor, and also being incredibly astute when he wanted to be. So he was an education. He was a part of my education and a significant one.
To be successful in college baseball, do you have to play it essentially differently than it is played at the major league level?
No doubt about it. Every game is a very intense deal. Of course, it is in major leagues, too. There's no resemblance between college baseball, only incidental, and minor league baseball. There's some resemblance between college baseball and major leagues because of the intensity level. But there's not as much power hitters in baseball, particularly with the new bats in college. The bunt is used more. Situational baseball, small ball, is used more because there's a tendency in major leagues to play more for the three-run homer because you've always seemingly got more power in the lineup. So it's quite different, but, you know, it's still 90 feet, so there's many, many similarities.
One of your pitchers, Matthew Reckling, has been selected by the National College Baseball Writers Association as an All-American, and he joins a long list of honored players that you have had, many of whom have gone on to great success professionally in baseball, but a tremendous number of honors and draftees. Could you talk about Matthew and the season that he had?
Well, Matthew, one of the things that intrigued me about Matthew Erling's career is he had a pitch that other people couldn't hit. He had a good curveball. It was a true hard curveball. He's an incredibly hard worker and, you know, made himself basically in the pitcher he is because in high school, I don't think he was the number one pitcher on his high school team. But through hard work and diligence, he made himself into a very good pitcher.
Well, Wayne, it is a pleasure to visit with you. Congratulations. I believe your story truly is a unique one in college baseball and very, very inspiring. It is about persistence. You have it. You're reaping the rewards, and persistence has put you in the College Baseball Hall of Fame. Congratulations and continued success.
Well, I appreciate it because that's the trait I try to encourage in all of them.
Well, you've done it. Nothing beats being a good example. That's for sure. Wayne Graham is the head coach at Rice University, and we'll be back with more of Talking College Baseball.
Admit it, you love college baseball. And here is a way for you to become directly involved. Become a member of the College Baseball Hall of Fame. You'll keep up with what's happening in the game through the Hall of Fame's quarterly newsletter. You'll be on the email list for all Hall of Fame news releases. And you'll receive discounts on Hall of Fame merchandise. Plus, priority ticket selection for Hall of Fame events. Check out membership by heading to the Hall of Fame's official website, collegebaseballhall.org. Click on the membership tab and learn about all of the benefits. Memberships begin at just $35. The College Baseball Hall of Fame serves as an advocate for the sport and honors those who've made significant contributions to the game. Now, you can be a part of it. Go to collegebaseballhall.org and learn more. Step up to the plate and join the College Baseball Hall of Fame.